something for the weekend. It's Trina Mari here and I'm absolutely delighted. We've got Carol Decker in studio. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Trina. How are you?
You've agreed to be my apprentice because you were saying you've been 30 years in the music business. And what?
And I don't know how to work a mixing desk.
I'll listen.
Isn't that terrible?
I'll get you in and work experience. How does next Saturday suit you?
I'll be here. Yeah, I'll be here. I'm thinking of diversifying in my career, you know, casting forever. So I need you know, repurpose my skill set.
Okay, as long as you don't try and go after my job, I'm perfectly fine with that. So, Carol, we're absolutely delighted to have you. And I've been following you on Twitter for a while.
Oh, you have?
You love the L Twitter, don't you?
I do. I used to like it more, but now I kind of backed off a bit because, for me, Twitter's all about, as you say in Ireland, the crack.
Mm.
But down the years, there's been some horrible people who are like almost deliberately trying to take offence and distort everything you say. And they've kind of taken the fun out of it.
You can't say anything anymore. No, sure you can't.
I know. So, but I'm still on there. So if people want to come to at Carol Decker, then you know what I'm up to and where I'm playing. And what I've just watched on the telly. I like tweeting about that.
Literally all her business goes up there.
Everything,
Carol, 30. How is it 30 years?
It's longer.
Is it?
Well, 1987, that's 32, isn't it?
Oh my God.
Rubbish maths. And bearing in mind how many years I was trying to get a record deal and all the years Ronnie and I spent writing the songs, I started in about 1982.
So was that the only thing that you ever had your heart set on, was to be a singer and to be a pop star?
Pretty much. I sort of ignored it for a while. I had quite a conventional education, you know, went to grammar school and didn't really fit in. I think I just had a lucky day when I passed my 11 plus because I didn't really understand anything once I was there. But I could always sing and I was in the choir and all the rest of it. And I would love to sing along to the radio and I could memorize a song in seconds. And so when I was fast forwarding to when I was 22, I decided to go to art school as a mature student because I didn't really know what to do with myself.
22 is so mature, isn't it?
It was. Yeah. I was incredibly mature, actually. Yeah. Very sensible, as you can imagine. Yeah. And in that environment of a different and eclectic person in art school, you get such great, wacky characters. Somebody said, I was actually singing along to the radio in a painting class and harmonising all the time and annoying it. I have harmony diarrhea. I can't leave a song alone.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And somebody said, why don't you stop annoying us and join a band? And then he said, seriously, I'm going to a party tonight. My mate Julian is a guitarist. They're looking for a singer. So I went along, met Julian, auditioned in a garage in Ludlow. So we were a garage band. And that was it. And I realised I could do it.
You had the talent, but did you have... A lot of people have the talent and they're not able for the nerves of actually performing in front of people. Did that ever faze you?
Yeah, I still get nervous. I still get nervous. I get a dry mouth and... How can I phrase this nicely? A lot of musicians will tell you they have to run to the toilet a little bit.
Oh, no! Carol!
It does. It goes to your guts, you know. But I think that's because I still care what you think of me and that I'm going to deliver it all, you know. So, yeah, I do get nervous, but not so that it paralysed me. I did a run in a West End play in 2003, and it wasn't a musical. It was a proper play with Kathy Tyson, Jenny Eclair and Imogen Stubbs. How I got that, I have no idea. And I actually had the worst anxiety attacks and the whole dreams. I'm naked. I'm on the stage. I don't know how I got there. All the lights are on me.
Yeah.
I was terrified. So I kind of stopped acting because I realised it was just too scary.
You don't like the acting side.
You'll remember so much. You know.
You do. That's my problem. I can't remember my name half the time. So I'm never going to remember a line.
And all my lyrics are on muscle memory. If you ask me what the lyrics to one of my songs are, I couldn't possibly tell you. But start up the first chord and I'm away. You know.
Really? Shine in your hand. Go.
No, can't. something about a monster.
And she sang it about a million times in her career already. So the reason you're in, I suppose, is that you're coming to do the Forever Young Festival.
Yes.
And there's been so much hype and talk about this ever since it was announced. Everyone's dying for it. Because there really hasn't been a festival really in Ireland before celebrating the 80s. There's so much for everyone else, for all the young ones, and nothing for people our age.
I know. Well, obviously, you're a bit behind the curve here because I've been doing shows like this since
in the UK though
and across Europe.
Yeah, but nothing in Ireland.
No, and I'm off to Bali in a couple of weeks and Holland, Germany, you know. But no, Ireland hasn't, and it's a shame. And we were number one here, I think, for 3 weeks back in the 80s, you know. So I used to come to Ireland a lot and I do miss coming here. But yeah, so there's all my my pals, Holly Johnson, Human League, Kim Wilde, Devil 42, China Crisis, Toya. There's a whole host of us that are regularly on these festivals. So it's great fun for us to hook up every summer as well and bump into each other, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And usually these festivals are in the most amazing stately home parks.
Well, that's exactly it. Yeah. Palmerston House is absolutely beautiful. It's amazing.
Yeah. And so you'll have all your glamping if you want to shell out a few pennies. And the founder of the festival, Sharon, she is a vet. And all the proceeds are going to go to animal welfare. And it's an eco-friendly festival. So cardboard tents.
Let's
hope it doesn't rain.
I was going to say, what happens if it's lashing rain?
No, it's they're special cardboard tents so they can withstand 3 days of rain. And looking at the weather today in Dublin, thank God for that. Mm. And no plastic bottles. So it's all sending out, it's got a great lineup and sending out a great message that of doing things differently.
No, that's a great idea. You talked about the lineup there, some of the people that are coming, they're pals of yours. Are there any of them that you're kind of like, oh,
I couldn't say on the radio.
You won't. You can tell me off air. Give me a wink there if there are a few.
I've got to be uber discreet.
You winking there?
I have to work with these people.
You don't have to tell me who it is, but is there somebody that you wouldn't necessarily be?
Let's just say some people take themselves a little bit too seriously. Can we just say that? And it tends to be a lot of the American artists. They come over with like an entourage. They love an entourage.
Oh, I know.
And they're amazing on stage, a lot of them.
Well, that's so funny because even
backstage, it's like everyone's kept at arm's length and it's a little bit entourage.
Oh, come on.
I don't think we've got any Yanks on this bill.
Don't go in for that at all, because even coming in for your interview today, you're like, I'm going in myself. I'm not going to bring 100 people into the studio with me.
I expect everyone to be professional. Don't get me wrong. When I'm working, I expect all the crew to know what they're doing, people to be organised, and I will have something to say if you're not, because I'm always professional. But I'm not into being a diva. I hate it. I think that's insecurity, isn't it? It's
like, I think it is. Yeah. And then, you know what happens? Nobody really wants to work with you. You're like, oh, it's not worth the hassle.
Exactly.
If someone's a diva.
Yeah.
Talk to me about China in Your Hand. Is that the favourite song?
My personal favourite of our big hits is Heart and Soul.
Oh, I love it too. Yeah.
So, because Ronnie and I got awards for, I mean, we got loads of nominations for China, like Ivers and stuff like that, but didn't actually get one, which is weird. But Heart and Soul, you know, we got awards in America as well, ASCAP awards. And it is unique, the sort of two vocals. And I invented rap and I don't get the credit I deserve, frankly.
Who can we speak to about this?
I don't know, but something needs to be done. And it's just a clever song from a songwriting point of view. I'm most proud of it as a writer. But China just is, it's the ballad, it's the gift that keeps on giving. And everybody loves it. And I barely have to sing it.
When you start playing it now at the festival, the crowd are going to go mad, aren't they?
They love singing along. And then we get the big 80s wave and the sax break. Everybody's waving from side to side. And if it's an evening show, what people do now, which is lovely, is they get their phones out with the lights and wave them from side to side.
It used to be lighters.
It used to be a fag lighter, but bloody health and safety's ruined everything. That's not grounds for leaving the EU. I don't know what is.
Carol, did you leave the music business for a while in between? Did I read somewhere that you opened a pub or something?
No. My husband is a chef.
Ah, I getcha. Okay.
And a restaurateur. And he had a beautiful 16th century coaching inn with accommodation and food and stuff. I had that for years out in Oxfordshire, and we still live there, but we let that go after 8 years because anybody who's listening knows that running your own restaurant is exhausting. So Richard's gone back to consulting other people who are running.
So he can go home at the end of the day.
But my contribution was to sit at the bar and drink all the profits. That's all I had to do.
I was going to say, you were hardly up there changing the sheets and doing the laundry, were you?
Not quite. No.
it's really tough, isn't it, when you're running. People, all those TV shows even that are on, like Four in a Bed, have you seen them where they're going around bed and breakfast and hotels and
That's horrible.
They never, ever, ever get to switch off. Because they're working 24/7. They can't go on holidays or anything.
No, we couldn't. And my husband, he's an award-winning chef. The Cherry Tree, which we had at the time, he even got that in the Michelin pub guide. And he's the chef patron. So his partner, who ran the bar, was always on the golf course because he could train somebody up. But Richard could never take any time out of the kitchen. It was so hard to get somebody who could cook as well as he did. And if we grabbed a quick week away, people would be saying, oh, we could tell it wasn't you in the kitchen. And it was
It
was just exhausting. So,
God, I feel so sorry for you, poor Carol, having a chef as a husband.
I know. Oh. Well, he trained me when I did Celebrity MasterChef last year. He trained me.
Do you cook at home then, or does he do it all?
I do cook the I'm a mom cook. You know, I can do, I can roast a chicken, I can do a spag bol. Rich has taught me to do a couple of nicer things, especially since I did Celebrity MasterChef. I can now do guinea fowl and cod and parma ham.
Guinea fowl?
But if, oh, I love it. It's gorgeous.
Ooh.
But if we're having guests over, Richard will do the cooking, and he's an incredibly impressive cook, you know, but nobody died yet on my watch, so that's okay.
Yeah, you make me hungry.
He can do all these things like make a really great stock and reduce it and make a jus. I mean, I'm from Liverpool. I call it gravy. And when I first met him, he put this tiny dot of jus on my plate. And I'm like, where's the gravy? He had to put half a pint of jus on my food.
The food needs to be swimming in it, like, you know, to make it work. Thank you so much for coming.
My pleasure.
I could talk to you for at least a week. So maybe you'll come back again. Forever Young Festival, Palmerston House Estate in Naas in Kildare, July 5th, 6th and Sunday the 7th of July. And like you say, all the proceeds are going to the animal charity as well. And it's very eco-friendly, so don't be bringing in your plastic bottles.
No, you can't. It's all going to be paper bottles and those annoying paper straws that unravel. But hey, we're saving the planet.
How did you make a paper bottle?
I'm joking. But if I get another one of those straws that unravels in my gin and tonic, I'm going to throw my toys out the pram.
Oh, here we go. Thanks, Carol. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.